is a blue wave sweeping over Wisconsin. Governor Walker seems to think so. And some Wisconsin Republicans are reeling after this week's victory by Rebecca Dallet in the state Supreme Court election. She easily defeated the conservative candidate, who had received the backing of Republican Governor Scott Walker. As returns came in on Tuesday night, he got national attention for tweeting that he was worried about the blue wave taking over Wisconsin. Democrats have won a number of special elections across the country, and here in Wisconsin, as incoming Supreme Court Justice Dallet was considered the liberal candidate. Walker says he thinks that the blue wave could be coming to get him next when he runs for re-election this fall. WUWM's Marty Michelson asked UW-Milwaukee political science professor Kathleen Dolan what she makes of Walker's message.
Governor Walker was trying to signal to Republicans both inside Wisconsin and outside of Wisconsin that they need to be focused on November, making sure they're energized and turning out and, you know, working for candidates, because, you know, he sees in Rebecca Dallet's election another piece of evidence that Democrats are energized in the state. So I think, you know, that he felt it necessary to send that kind of warning message out, you know, is significant at some level.
When might we start to see the slate of Democratic candidates for governor firm up or evolve?
That's, a little harder to gauge. I think there are so many of them at this point, but, you know, several of them don't, I think, have much of a realistic chance of really having, you know, an opportunity to win the nomination. So internal Democratic Party politics, whether fundraising goes well for any of these people, some of the declared candidates may end up not running. You know, the field will winnow itself, but how many we get on the ballot and how many are, you know, actually viable is still something that we're going to have to wait to see.
Is this focus on Wisconsin from the national media a blip, or will it be sustained?
Again, that's going to depend. I mean, we have a Senate seat at stake, and so there will certainly be national attention to that race because, you know, one of the major elements in the November election is, can the Democrats take back either the House or the Senate? So we'll get some attention because of Senator Baldwin's reelection. Governor Walker's reelection will also get some national media attention, in part because, you know, he ran for president briefly in 2016, in part because he tends to attract money from the Koch brothers and some of the, you know, Republican and right-wing people. So we assume he'll run a well-funded campaign. We assume it'll be a pretty aggressive campaign. So, you know, both the governor and the Senate races will have interest outside of Wisconsin and will certainly bring some media.
What groups might want to get involved here in November, and might we hear from former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder again?
We certainly might. I mean, he has been, you know, sort of prominently involved in Wisconsin politics, both in his endorsement and advocacy of Rebecca Dallet's election, but also in the suits that were brought to force Governor Walker to call special elections in the couple of state assembly seats here in Wisconsin. And the Supreme Court, you know, will come out with a decision in the redistricting cases at some time before the end of their term at the end of June. And former Attorney General Holder and his organization have been involved in advocating for those redistricting cases as well. So it's certainly possible that, you know, we will see more of him here. He may, depending on the Supreme Court case, be here, you know, to help the Democrats push for redistricting in Wisconsin or any number of candidates or issues on which he wants to advocate.